April 4th, 2018, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Pedro Show, Wednesday, second show of April. Man alone here at Pedro, Brother Matt, indisposed. But I'm not entirely alone because the magic is Skype. I'm talking with Michael Simoncelli in London, England. Welcome aboard, Watt from Pedro Show, Fratello Marco.
My pleasure, Mike.
Yes. You got a cold.
I think I'm starting to have a cold right now as I came back to London just yesterday. So, yeah, I guess so.
Where were you?
I've been a week in Italy, in Roma, and then I came back yesterday to London.
Roma was very warm?
Yeah, it was warmer than here, and probably that's why.
Yeah, of course. I'm so sorry. Anyway, maybe you want to blow your nose.
no worries.
Okay, please tell me, your earliest musical memory?
With my previous band or in general?
No, like a fucking bambino, you know, your earliest music memory.
I think I discovered Tongue Remains the Same of Led Zeppelin, and was like discovering sex to me, so was something very exciting, and I don't know, it has been like a revolution in my life, I guess.
And you were really young?
I was like 12.
Okay.
12, 13, something like that, I guess. And I decided that I wanted to start playing guitar, and then I started to hear the music that I loved.
Yeah, how did you first hear this Led Zeppelin?
Because an older friend came to me and told me "Stairway to Heaven" is the greatest song ever, and I was just a kid and I never heard it. So I was just curious to hear it, and I didn't get it because I never heard rock and roll before, and so I was just curious, and I just wondering how can you say something like that, because I didn't get it. And then slowly after I saw that concert, I was completely into it.
Ah, you went to a gig. You actually saw Led Zeppelin play.
No. I mean the live video of the song Remains the Same, their concert in New York, no?
Ah, it was a film.
Yeah, it's called The Song Remains the Same. Yeah.
Okay. Because what I remember, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven was off fourth album.
Correct. But I heard them just live for the first time.
Yeah. Now, what was music for you like before that?
Like kids, I don't know, The Doors, and a lot of pop, I don't know, Stevie Wonder, these things that were easier for me at the time. I mean, what the radio used to have on. But after that, I just wanted to discover more, and I was hungry for music. And I wanted to listen to the rock bands of the times of the 90s, so I started to hear all I don't know, Nirvana, James Addiction, some Garden, early Red Hot, and I fell in love. And
So you grew up in Roma.
Correct.
Okay. What about some Rome bands?
There are some amazing prog bands from Roma, and I think in general from Italy.
I'm talking about the 90s when you were a boy.
Yeah, there were some good ones. There's a Sicilian band called Uzzeda that used to tour in the US a lot. And I mean, from Roma, I guess, probably just as a rock and roll band, nowadays there's a band called Giuda that they're doing pretty well in Europe, and they're touring US as well. And I don't think, I mean, in general, Italy has a proper rock and roll culture in a mainstream way. I don't know, that is so common. But in the 70s, I guess, there were prog bands, but
I remember a band in the 70s when I was a teenager called PFM.
Correct, and they were huge, and also Banco del Mutuo Soccorso, PFM, and yeah, they were huge bands. I think probably has been between the best rock bands ever happened in Italy, but they are more on the prog side more than proper rock and roll, no?
Sure. But in a way, what I find interesting about prog, especially Europe, was maybe, because first rock and roll, very blues influence from the U.S. And so I think maybe prog, rock and roll, but going back to Europe influences, maybe classical. You know, I should say what we played first. We
Makes sense.
Okay. I should say we started the show off with John Coltrane, Last Tour of Europe with Miles Davis, 1960. We did, played So What. And then from your brand new record, Watching You Burn, The Dark Light. So you saw this Led Zeppelin movie, Song Remains the Same, and you wanted to play guitar.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So what happened? You go and buy a guitar?
Yeah, and after that, I started my very first band. That was a sort of punk rock band. And we were like teenagers, something like that. And we started to express and develop our songwriting. That was pretty interesting and was something new, definitely completely new.
Did you take lessons on the guitar, or were you self-taught?
Yeah. I went to a private teacher, and luckily this guy used to teach electric guitar instead. I don't know, classic or jazz guitar. So I was lucky enough to get at least the standard knowledge for
kind of basics.
For a begin, exactly. Yeah. And after that,
can you tell me what was your first guitar?
I had like a sort of copy of a Stratocaster. Is a Peewee.
Okay.
And
for amplifier?
I had, is a good question. I think I had a Fender like 75 watt.
Okay. Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
And yeah. So right away, what was this band, this first band called?
Was called Punk Wave.
Punk Wave, okay.
Yeah.
Now, but you guys right away start writing songs. That's interesting.
Yeah, because we didn't want to play covers like all the other bands around, and probably because we were connected to a lot of similar bands as Taste, what was easier for us to start and trying to do our own thing.
Sure.
And
do you remember your first gig?
Yeah. I was pretty nervous, but yes, was fun in the end, and I really loved the energy that you can have during a live show. And that is my favorite part. Is the best part of playing music live.
Let's play something off the new album called Keep Off the Grass. In fact, this is the title song, okay?
Just can't stand it. bump and bruise and skate and go around and win again. Roller girl, roll and spin. Your wheels are flame and you can jam and block and knock them down and come around again. Roller girl, skating girl, you set my heart aflame with scoring the points. Fantastic jam and win my heart again. Roller girl, you roll and roll and show them what you're really made of. Uniforms look really nice when you fill them out. You flesh with a smile and you knock them down and get it on now. And roller girl, you roll.
Hey!
Walk for Pedro show, we heard keep off the grass from the dark light we were just talking about. Signs like this, you usually see too late. You're already on the grass. And then very be careful. They were a guest last show with El Desperado. Sun Ra with Retrospect. The Space Pony doing Flamin' Lips cover for tribute. Frogs. A Space Pony from Ravenna. Good time. I think that Dante is buried there. Dante Alighieri. Then Joe Brewer out of Michigan. Everyone is Dirty from the City. Lady Liberty. Kodarashki from Bulgaria with Leba. And finally, The Dark Light with Higher Than Light. So, I first meet you, Marco, with a band called Rewild. So, between this bad punk wave and Rewild, what happens?
I had another band with a female front. Can we redo it? Sorry. Mike?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. I was saying that I started another band called Saint Leaps, and I had a girl as a singer.
Yeah.
And we played quite often in Roma and in Italy as well. But you know, if you sing in English, it's pretty difficult to get right places, right attention, and a decent feedback as well in Italy. So
You mean right away you were writing songs in English?
Yeah, but I had a friend of mine that used to help me for the writing as well.
Okay.
Because he was born in England as well. So apart for that, we decided afterwards, as I started with Rewild, to move to London. As we have been the opening band for Iggy.
That's when I first saw Rewild, was opening for Stooges in Italy. It was Ippodromo in Roma, Ippodromo in Milano.
Correct, both of them.
Yeah. And shortly after that, you went to London. Yeah, the band moves. But I'm interested in this space between punk wave and Rewild. So you have this band with a lady, and they're called?
Saint Leaps.
Saint Leaps.
Correct.
And the problem was English lyrics, trying to get gigs in Italy. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, this is very hard. Mainly there's no band in Italy that is working as a band singing in English. It's sure. Pretty difficult. And you need to sing in Italian, simple as that. But it's fine. But I don't know. I think English is stronger as a language for rock music, and it's the right one, simple as that.
So you break up this band. This band doesn't last.
Yeah, we have been together a few years, and I decided mainly to do some steps. And
so how does Rewild? How does Rewild come out of that band? Any of are the same members?
No, but I was very close to the two brothers and Giancarlo as well that you met.
Sure, bass band, big bass band.
Yeah, and the singer at the time, and we started to record some demos, and I played it around, and Steve McKay really liked some of the songs.
Right, Sax Man from Stooges.
Correct.
Missed much. Our brother. Yeah, our brother.
Always missed. And,
that was the connection, because he told the tour boss, Henry, about you guys. Yeah, now I remember. That's the connection, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, then you moved to London.
Yeah, after the opening gigs
right.
With you, yeah. We moved to London. And
Which I thought was pretty courageous, pretty brave.
I think is the place that you need to play your cards.
At but lots of
especially in Europe, no?
But lots of competition, huh, Marco?
Definitely. But also, I don't think there's so much rock and roll in London, especially nowadays. There's a lot of indie rock.
Ah.
A lot of,
dance.
But
a lot of dance.
Sorry?
Dance music.
Correct.
Yeah.
correct. It's a mix between dance and rock that you can find very often in live bands here. But I don't know. I need to play what is my need.
Yeah, of course. You got to follow your muse. So what happened to the what happened to Rewild in London?
It's exactly like you said. It's not something so easy to move a whole band together and living in the same place, working, because we needed to find a job, a day job here, and playing gigs as well. So, I mean, was like a sort of two jobs, and it's not easy for no one doing like a double job, playing, working, and living in a new place.
A kind of expensive town too, right?
I would say so. I would say so.
Yeah.
And so has not been something so easy for everybody, and so everybody took his own way, no?
Yeah. And most people went back to Italy, right?
Yeah, correct.
Giancarlo.
But yeah. Giancarlo has been the first one to go back to Rome.
Yeah, actually, he's got a very good band. There's a two-piece he has with the drummer, man.
Very interesting. He's playing bass and drum with his new project.
Yeah. And people, it's not drum and bass like synthesizers. This is real bass guitar and real drums. No, because I remember when that came out in the 90s, and I thought it was going to be bass players and drummers. I was, surprised.
Yeah.
There was no bass player or drummers. It was two guys with sweaters and many machines.
My friend
Brother Matt brought me up to West Hollywood. It was kind of interesting though, but it was like stuff you could not really play on bass or drums.
Yeah.
Very quick, very fast.
Very unique.
So Rewild, it was kind of too tough, but you stayed.
I thought that I didn't give my best at the time to reach my target, my dream.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to play my cards at my best. You know this.
Sure.
And that's why I started a band here, and I'm very happy because I feel like that I'm doing exactly what I feel and I want to do it. Especially because I decided to produce the album myself as well. I worked on the songwriting with the singer. He's a guy from Liverpool. His name is Gerard. And I met him here in London. And then the bass player is Sonny, and he's from London. And the drummer is a German guy that I just met down in the street, that he was carrying his snare drum bag, and I just asked him if he was a drummer. He said yeah, and I said I need one. So he said, oh, why don't we rehearse? And I said yeah, let's do that. So that's how
wow.
happened with Henning, and
very fortunate connect.
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour of April 4th, 2008 edition of the Watt for Pedro Show. Special guest Marco Sabicelli. Hold tight, people, for hour two. April 4th, 2018, it's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Time to wash the past away. It got under the skin I was living in. I've written words, but they just won't stay. Trying to justify the things you did. We've been waiting for hours. You're lying. A little color in the flower, a little joy, the amazing name.
Destroying the poppies in Afghanistan. Machetes drawn, ATVs pulling iron arrows. Full battle camouflage, narc state uniform. Real colors, blood reds and dark green. Crushed into landscapes instead of flame. Beauty tangled in charred gray faces. Hip-hag muppets in red and pink crepe. While the young farm girl cries as if her favorite red and gold shawl were burning. Her mother leans against the tree. If we can't destroy the enemy, we can damn sure destroy their flowers and photo ops. The green-faced joker criminal of high order looks from helicopter view. Thinks to himself that it's one less shipment for the cargo planes to smuggle away. Less risk for the contractors to handle it. Anyway, less hands to pay in coffins like from Vietnam. While campaign ads about who is sleeping safely blurs the visual numb realities in capital scandal. Remember, we can always smash your flowers like spraying weed with toxins and chopping them down in Central America. Defoliation in Vietnam. It's not the troops maimed and dead, but those living paranoid dream lies and always come out of every town with big guns, machetes and camouflage and badge blue to capture the weed and sell through authorities venue. Seen them lean on their rusted pickups, changed like transformer toys, from bud to bullets when the call is out. Imprison the most helpless and forsaken strays among us, ready to destroy again, for whatever the authorities preach. But bullies can never be the forgotten kids of Omaha Beach.
I used to sharpen pencils way in back where I'd sit, but those mechanical contraptions always chew them to bits. Scribble scraps of paper just to pass the time with other empty-headed clones off the assembly line. It's tough discerning misinformation when you're a hostage of their education and propaganda rules the nation. My head is burning, cause now I'm learning.
Yeah.
Walk for Pedro show started off the second hour with The Dark Light doing Under the Skin from their debut album. Then we heard Four Dimensional Nightmare out of Seattle, Washington. If They Are Murdering the Flowers again. Healers out of Illinois, just west of Chicago, 102, part 2. The Stick Sellers out of upstate New York with Dog Found Roman at Large. Roosterhead out of California here, Inglewood. Now I'm learning. This Click, live track from This Click called Tractor out of Geneva, Switzerland. And finally, To the Sky, The Dark Night. Now, we were talking off air, people, about Rewild. They actually did record a couple before they broke up. They did do a couple songs in London. In fact, I've played them on the show. I've played a lot of Rewild. Of course, they did a lot of recording there in Italy, too. And, but, you know, things fell apart, and then out of the ashes, as you heard from Marco there, how did you meet the other guitar man?
It's a good question, because Roberto is Italian, and
okay.
I met him just before going to the studio, because we didn't have much luck finding another good guitar player, but at the very end, just a couple of I think it was 3 weeks before the recording studio session, we had this sort of casting with him, and he was great, so we decided to take him on board, and we went to the Hackney Road Studios, and we worked with Shuta Shinoda, that he is a sound engineer,
yeah,
that works with a lot of indie bands at this stage, but he was definitely fantastic on this work, because he gave us all the freedom we needed, and he was really a very important support for us.
Good focus.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like some guy who's dedicated to your project. Nothing better than that. I'm curious, because you just met Alberto before going in the studio. How did you prepare for this album? A lot of practice, right?
Yeah, the Henning, the drummer, and he's one of the partners who runs a rehearsal studio in West Ham. So we have access to this studio that is very cool. And we can spend long hours there. So we used to spend very, very long hours for our sessions. And what was nice that we don't have a limit of about the timing there.
Sure.
So we can stay as long as we like it. And maybe we use that as much as possible before going to the studio. And,
now, Marco, this is when you are a four-piece. You don't have Alberto yet, right?
Sorry?
This is when you were a four-piece. You don't have Alberto yet, right?
Roberto, yeah, correct.
So, he had to learn all these songs right away, right?
He has been fantastic, because he arrived to the studio,
yeah,
and he was writing down all the music on his papers. He was
charts.
Probably more precise than all four of us.
Oh, wow. And even though he was the new guy.
Definitely, he has been a very cool surprise.
Ah, okay, so kind of a maestro. He knows his stuff.
He knows how to move, yeah, I would say.
Well, what part of Italy is he from?
He's from South Puglia, Bari.
Puglia.
Bari, he lives in Milano.
I got to go there last summer.
It's beautiful, no?
Yeah, a lot of olive trees. And also some great mozzarella.
Yeah, and also
much seafood.
The fish is fantastic. Definitely.
Yeah, lots of frutti di mare.
Sì, frutti di mare.
Yeah, really good. I had a good time. I was there 3 days. Actually, Stooges played even more south, Melpignano, once, about 15 years ago.
Fantastic.
14 years ago, I'm sorry. Okay. So how long ago did he come to England?
He came to England 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. So he's new. Okay.
Yeah, he's a young Londoner.
So he must have been doing a lot of guitar work in Bari. Must have a lot of study.
Yeah, and also he lived in Milano as well. So he was studying and playing in Milano for theaters, and he used to work on the soundtracks for some theaters acts.
Ah, that's why he had to learn how to learn fast, quickly, in charts.
I guess so.
You know what? Whenever you do music, no matter what kind of music is, I think it's good training for the next time you do music, no matter what. Music is music. Yeah. Here, let's listen to a new song off the record. We Are the Stars.
I'm flying.
just said, don't spread, be happy. Dances around, close the track. I fumble keys on purple knees. And your house is the rug, I feel drunk. Kitchen is boxed, so just say it, don't spray it, be happy.
הולכים על צלקתה מוגלתית של גופת ההר, ולא רואים את ההר, ולא שומעים את דופק ההר, רק מלחיכים את ערוות ההר, השרופה הקדומה, ומתחתנו זורם דמה החם עד לחפות רגליה הנמקות. מקיפים את פתמתה השכונה של ההר, את שפתיה הסדוקות, שערה מדובלל, טעמה וש, על גבה היא שוכבת, אנוסה ומחוללת. נוברים כתולעים במאה המרכיבים של ההר, ומתענגים על ריח הבשר החרוך של המוות.
Thank you.
Christopher, you got nothing left to give, or so you said. Everybody is looking for love. Everybody is looking for love. Everybody is looking for love. But you, but you, but you.
The Stars by The Dark Light, and after that Bob Pollard with Zen Mother Hand, Farther South, Tel Aviv with Walking on the Festering, Crash Landing with La Planète de Blaro, yeah, maybe Francais, and Mute Point, Bike Shop, I can't remember, but finally Looking for Love from The Dark Light. So when you came into the studio with these tunes, and then, yeah, a great surprise that the lead guitar guy can pick it up like this. But since you produced it yourself, did you find that?
Yeah.
Did you find that making the songs in the practice pad and then bringing to the studio, there was a change?
I mean, I needed to go into all of the details in the studio, so was harder to have everything together exactly like I had in mind. I had clearly in mind the direction of the sound. I had like a sort of vision for each song.
Yeah,
and I know exactly where they needed to go and where they they needed to sound as well, no? And so mainly I wanted to reach that kind of idea that I had, and that's why Shuda has been a very cool support, because he was giving like suggestions or idea, especially on each effect or sound we were looking for, and. Uh-huh. And he has been very helpful on this side. That's why we could add some cool delays and also distortion that were pretty cool. That we got them through very small amps, because he had like a couple of 10 watt amps. One was orange and the other one was a Fender. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic because you could get like a saturation very easily.
I think a lot of people don't realize that actually small amps record better than big amps.
I agree, especially if you want a saturation kind of sound or a very distortion, a very big distortion. And it's going to be stronger also than tube amps, in my opinion.
Now, was the band very well practiced? Did you each song take a lot of takes or very few takes?
I mean, because we spent a lot of time, four of us, was like a sort of not easy work, but was pretty quick. Was very quick recording the bass and drum together.
Okay.
And then we recorded the guitars. After 4 working days or 5 working days, we had all the bass and drum down. So. Yeah, we worked on the guitar side, and then keys, and then the voice has been the
Who played the keys?
Is an Italian girl who lives in London, and she used to be the keys player for Tricky, and she used to tour with Tricky. Her name is Sara De Santis, and she is a fantastic piano player.
Yeah, I met Tricky, pretty trippy guy, incredible music. But she's not part of the band. She was just part of the album.
She has been part of the album. She played all the keys of the album,
right.
Yes.
But she's not a member of the Dark Light.
She's a sort of special guest. She played our last gig with us.
She does two gigs. Okay.
It's like a sort of on and off guest for us.
Sometimes member. But she's all over the album. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, the April 4, 2018 edition of the WAF Pedro Show. Special guest, Marco Simoncelli. Hold tight for hour 3. April 4, 2018. It's the third hour of the WAF Pedro Show. Another turn begs the gambling man.
People, not fear. Everyone wants to lose their. I see all that wasted ammo. You seem to bury all your life. It's like you're hiding a fear of metal. Wake up, it's no longer there. Like a bird in my head. You're always on my mind. You're always in my way. I can see you right there.
And you're speeding down them lonesome roads tonight.
I live in the city of Poole. Just got home from China. I'm jet lagged and I'm feeling ill. Just got home from China. I can asphyxiate, wrap a plastic bag around my cranium. Gunshot wound, car accident. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. In the city of cool, just got home from China. I live in the city of cool, home again residing. I can go delete myself, stick it in my bloodstream passage. EH methamphetamine, I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. Remember that the energy back will bite. Remember the energy. Remember the energy back will bite. Remember the energy. In the city of cool, everything's illusion. I live in the city of cool, I perceive confusion. Tragic, constipated plea, never had the slightest trouble. Jam it, damn it, hold me tight. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. Remember that the energy back will bite. Remember the energy. Remember the energy back will bite. Remember the energy. City of cool, just got home from China. I live in the city of cool. Thank you.
from Pedro Show. We started the third hour off with It's All Right from The Dark Light off their debut album, Keep Off the Grass. Where's the title come from, Marco?
It sounds like something that you cannot stop doing. It's something that you know that probably is better quit, but you can't, or it's too late. It's like you said before, when you read those in the park, those signs in the park are always
past the point of no return. Okay. Then we have The Hand doing Super Sissy out of Minnesota. Godzilla Sax from Fukuoka. Gaijin guys. So The World Wants Fire. I Took Your Name out of Holland with Bird in My Hand. Hey there, young Bart. Frog Hair with Lonesome Roads out of Houston. John S. Williams, City of Cool, Australia. And finally, from Baltimore, Mold Omen with Merchants of Adjuel. So, you took about 4 days for rhythm tracks, and then you put on guitar. How long total did you spend on the record?
In total, it was 16 working days.
Okay.
To do the recording and the mix.
And plus the mix, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were there for the mix, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Now, I was interested in the label. It's in Spain, right?
Yeah, they press the
copies. Yeah, what's the connection?
It's weird because, you know, Alessandro Sportelli that worked with us as a sound engineer.
Sure.
I mean, with me, I met him a few years ago with St. Leaves, my ex band. So because of that connection, he used to work for a new wave project. I don't remember the project at this stage, but this band has been signed by Unknown Pleasure Records, that is a label that is split between France and Spain, for what I know. And I mainly have been in contact with them because Alessandro Sportelli, the sound engineer, has been the link. And that's it. They liked it, and they immediately started doing.
Excuse me, Marco. Is this Ali out of Pisa?
Yeah, Alessandro Sportelli.
I got to record with him back in October with Il Sogno di Maianaio. We did a video thing with him.
That's why.
Small world. Because he did much touring in the U.S. as a sound man.
Yeah, he used to work for Negazione, that was
an
Italian hard rock.
Torino band. Yeah, I remember those guys. I think I remember the bass man.
Robawa as well.
Okay, small world. All the connections. Here, she likes it. I'm going to play this song. This title. When I read it, wow, she likes it. Tell us about this tune.
I don't know. It's Gerard's fault, I guess.
Okay. Let's listen.
beer in the bottom of their glass. By the black shirt, selling for a man to carry.
Hold tight.
Watt for Pedro show, last music for this edition. She Likes It from The Dark Light. Then we had Ghost Car with Funky Woo. After that, yeah, they're out of the, I think those were Texas cats. They had Daniel from New Fumes. Great bass man, too. Zero Den after that out of Australia, Perth. A True Perfection. Live. Evil Hearted You out of here. East LA band, Never Go Away. And finally, Be Mine, The Dark Light. So, what's your next plans, Marco?
So, we started to collaborate with a management at this stage. I'm very happy about this. And we are working with a couple of promoters that they are working on the radio side and online as well. So mainly we are starting our promotion thing, and we are playing live as well. We had a very cool gig at the Macbeth in Hoxton at the beginning of April. And at the end of March. It's been at the end of March, and was very cool, and was packed, and so the reaction was very nice, and the energy on stage and off was very cool.
Oh, great! And, where can people find out about you on the internet?
We have our material on Spotify, Bandcamp, and iTunes, mainly all the platforms, all the online platforms.
Okay, so what they would look for, like The Dark Light?
Yeah, on Spotify and everywhere else.
Okay, that's three words, people: THEDARKLIGHT. And search them out. I really dig the album. I think you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let me ask you your feelings. Like you said, you had an idea going into making the album, and then when it came out, how did they compare with what you wanted and what happened?
I really, especially on the rock songs, I think I got the kind of dirtiness from the guitar sound that I wanted. And I love Gerard's voice, also if it was not the singer of the band, I could tell you the same. So this is my thought. And Emily, the band played very tight and together, especially because, as I told you, we spent long hours rehearsing in West Ham. And I wanted the live feel, especially from bass and drum together, that I love it. And mainly the songs came out exactly in a way and like I had in my mind and in my vision as well.
To
you know, each song of the album that you played, it's quite different, and I really wanted you to have all the kind of music and styles I really love.
Yeah.
And I think it has been a job done at the best way possible from our side to reach this.
Yeah, great. I always ask people, well, not always, but lots of times, if a younger person wants to get into music and they ask you for advice, what would you tell them?
That you need to have a very clear idea of of your direction, and if you are in a band, it's very important to share and to be on the same page. Because I guess the sound in the end is going to be stronger, and the energy as well.
That's good stuff. That's really good to know. I agree. Your plan? You got the new management. You've got some promotion. Do you guys got a tour plan?
I wish exactly this is the plan to play festivals this summer or playing important gigs or bigger stages if this can be possible, but it's very important from our side that we got this first step with management after the recording, and also we have Cargo Records as a distributor that they're doing a very good job. Like I told you, we are on all the platforms for the online, and we have also physical copies in the shops, so they are starting to do a very good job, and we received a couple of very good reviewings as well.
Yeah, I read those. They're very good.
Yeah, and,
I was just thinking, though, maybe a small England tour, huh? There's a lot of places to play there, and maybe on the continent, maybe Spain, maybe France, maybe Italy.
Yeah.
Maybe Germany.
Yeah, we need to move around.
You got to get a van. That is the center of the touring universe for what? Okay. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I really think you did a great job with your new album and your new band, and I wish you guys a lot of success, you know, and just keep on keeping on.
Thank you so much, and it's been my pleasure.
Yeah. Really, really, really thank you for being on the show. People, it's been the April 4th, 2018 edition of Wafa Pedro Show. Special guest, Marco Simoncelli. Keep your powder dry.